Hey, we've been missing him for a couple of weeks, but because he's been, you know, overseas joining and hanging around with all the big stars in the States. Where are you right now? What country, Moxie?
Bilko, I am in Canada in what appears to be a fairly stormy and rainy Calgary.
And what's big there, TV? Have you had a chance to tune into what they're pushing out?
Look, for the past couple of weeks, even in Canada, it's been all about the Republican and Democratic national conventions, all US politics all the time. But I've got to tell you, today, Bilko, across North America, moving into Australia, a storm front is coming. Sharknado 4 is arriving.
Worldwide domination. That it's got the same stars like Tara's back and, you know, Iron Zeering and all that.
Yes, Iron Ian, Iron Zeering, depending on how you want to say it. Tara Reid, David Hasselhoff. All of the stars are back. There's some new additions. Cheryl Teague, the reanimated corpse of Gary Busey. There are all sorts of people involved, some great surprises in cameos and those sorts of things. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but let's just say there might be a specific Irish twin set that may appear at some point. It's a bunch of fun. Sharknado, The Force Awakens, kicks off today on Sci-Fi.
You say that again, The Force Awakens.
Sharknado, The Force Awakens. That is exactly it.
Look, as much as we're into our sport, and I know Channel 7 will dominate with the Olympics, but for those of us who aren't really that into it, streaming video on demand is probably going to get a caning in the next fortnight, and there's some really good shows we should watch out for. You and I into Unreal big time on Stan, and it's amazing how I can't watch The Bachelor now without without having all these scenarios from Unreal going through my head.
Oh, guaranteed. Look, that it is just stunning, and we are in a much better position if you are a non-Olympic sport-loving person, given that we now have Netflix, Stan and Presto, along with all the catch-up services for the free-to-air network. So there's lots and lots of opportunity. I would recommend if you're looking for something to check out, definitely Unreal, even The Circus on Stan if you're a fan of American politics. If you want to check out some stuff, a bunch of Channel 7 content has just landed on Presto, including the first season of 800 Words. There's also the first three seasons of Veep, which is good watching. And over on Netflix, if you haven't already seen all 10 episodes of Stranger Things, you haven't lived.
All right, I've got to start that, Mike, so I haven't seen that one yet. I've got to say, too, are the other commercial networks just laying down the gloves to Channel 7 for the next fortnight? Is there anything decent anywhere on free-to-air?
Oh, Channel 9 certainly are. You would think that everybody has just gone on holiday. It is quiet town at the home of the dots. Channel 10, however, counter-programming very smartly. When you look at the fact that, of course, The Bachelor is up and running, Family Feud is doing good business 6 nights a week, as well as All-Star Family Feud, a new season of that coming in. They've got the Great Australian Spelling Bee. They've got a new season of Modern Family kicking off Tuesday, followed by the new American sitcom they're pushing, Life in Pieces. There is a lot to be interested in over on Channel 10.
All right, Channel 10, we look out for them, and thank God they're counter-programming. Another thing, too, that that I've noticed, Sherlock, big news that in Australia, only available on Stan.
Yeah, huge news. Now, this will mean it will inevitably get a delayed kind of release, probably on Channel 9 at some point, given they are part owners. But big news that Stan has signed with BBC Worldwide and guaranteed that the next season, season 4 of Sherlock, will indeed be day and date dropping on Stan. And also all of the past seasons will appear on Stan as well. That's good news if you're a Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman fan.
Okay. Pauline Hanson's Please Explain. Have you had a chance to look at that yet?
Yeah, I got to watch it last week, Bilko. It's pretty amazing 90 minutes of a woman who is very sincere in her belief in herself and what she calls policies, and a very dogged belief in a couple of men who I think have led her up the garden path a bit. It was pretty amazing to see it for those that did watch it on SBS last night. And if you didn't, guess what? Pauline Hanson ran a Facebook Live event where you could watch her watching the documentary. And she would at times turn to the phone, I guess it was, and talk about what she thought about what was being said or blah, blah, blah. It was the most weird thing I've ever seen. I'm hoping this does not set a new trend where people who are in a film or a documentary or TV series, you can tune in and watch themselves. That's all sorts of creepy.
You'd have to ask who are the advisors for Pauline Hanson, because I'm sure she would not have the wherewithal to do that on her own back. She's being advised to have a massive social media presence, and it seems to be working for her. She's always getting a news feed somewhere.
Just remember, Bilko, if you're watching this video, I've been murdered.
Oh, that'll come back to haunt her forever today, won't it? So, look, post-Olympics, is there anything to look forward to? Everyone's holding back, but what are some of the highlights come late August once it's all over in Rio?
Well, you would think that all of Channel 9 had gone over to Rio to watch because everything fires up again. About the 22nd of August, funnily enough, about the end of the Olympics, and we're going to see the block launching Monday the 22nd. They've just announced that today. Channel 7 have got a whole raft of content that they've got lined up to come post-Olympics, as do Channel 10. They've just got some things they're committing to now, of course, but 10 have got Brock to come. They've got The Wrong Girl starring Jessica Murray, a bunch of things there. Channel 9, as I said, they've got The Block coming. They're also lining up Hide and Seek, their big new drama starring Matt Nable. There is a ton of things, really. I almost wonder how many hours are there between now and the end of the ratings year to fit in all this content that's been promised to us?
I think for the audience, there'll be a lot of catch-up service being used, and maybe that's what they want. They want to drive up the numbers there.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. There's another show, too, I've seen. I don't know which channel, the Music Game. Is that ringing a bell? The guy used to be in House Husbands.
The guy who used to host The Voice.
That's right. What's his name? Darren McMullen.
McMullen is hosting. Look, it's a celebrity version of Keynotes, ultimately. It's a game show where celebrities are on a panel and they're played some kind of music thing and they have to guess the song. And I could not think of anything that sounds more like death on television.
All right, so we'll move on that. That's just something they want to use to fill in a couple of hours during the week.
Oh, look, people, this is the same network that brings us Pensioners Make You LOL, right? People will watch it. There's no question. Whether it's any good is beside the point.
Yeah. Oh, my kids hang out for Tuesday night. They watch all those iterations of people getting their bums kicked in. Like, they think it's great TV. I can't stand it.
You know? Oh, I caught my family, my lovely wife, my two kids, laughing like brains at, I think it was Animals Make You LOL 7. And I just looked at them and went, I have to leave. I now have to move out.
Yeah. My family hate me because I won't take them to the movies. I'm not interested in seeing any movies at the moment because drama, TV drama, especially on the Netflix stand and Prestos, are keeping me occupied, and they don't like me locking myself away and doing the catch-up there. But that's the reality of TV right now, Steve, is that households can be split and it doesn't matter. It's great. You know?
Well, you can see it in the ratings, Bilko. After 8:30, after the reality show's finish, who's hanging around to watch free-to-air television? Hardly anybody.
Yeah, they may as well turn off the transmitter. It really is appalling, especially. But look,
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But I'm just saying that no one thought that these SVOD services would take off as much as they have, and they are now really the second reviewing channel. In some cases, are the primary viewing channels for a lot of people, which is just awesome. Gogglebox coming back. I mean, that's always fun for a bit of a laugh. And I'm thinking they're back just in time for the closing ceremony of Rio. That will be interesting.
Fancy that. Who would have thought the timing would be that? But look, it's going to be a bunch of fun. There's certainly a lot of stuff. There's still life in free-to-air television yet, but you're bang on. Particularly when it comes to drama, we're happier to binge it, and we're happy to do it at our own time and not when it's prescribed to us. And that is really hurting the free-to-air television networks, which is why they keep tossing us up 4- and 5-night reality shows.
Yeah, amazing. The only good thing coming up is Gruen, and that's being timed for the Olympics as well, which is going to be great alternative viewing on a Wednesday night. And for the rest of this week, and something to watch out for next week, Steve, what's got your chain? What are you loving besides Unreal and all those other ones we love?
Look, I've got to tell you, Wednesday night's going to be spectacular on the ABC. From QI, if you're into it, and I know that not everybody is, but Gruen, a whole new season of that, followed by, if you haven't already seen it on iView, the new season of The Catering Show. So after every episode of Gruen, there's going to be a new episode of The Catering Show run, and then a great new little sort of 10-minute doco series called You Can't Say That, which is themed around lots of different things. I know one episode is themed around short people. There's another one that is themed around fat people. There's another one that's themed around, I think, Muslims. There's all these, and it's all just people in those people groups answering anonymous, let's call them that, questions that normally you would say, you can't ask that.
Interesting social experiment. So that's this week.
It starts this week. It'll be Gruen, Catering, You Can't Ask That. Definitely worth watching.
All right, looking forward to that. And, of course, Unreal on Stan, Stranger Things on Netflix. You've got to look at that, and Veep too. And those who are into Netflix will love this too. I've just found out Because I know Stan's been big on all the Star Trek collection. Netflix has now picked up the Star Trek collection. So there's a duplication of services, which is good.
Well, come the end of the year, every episode of Star Trek TV series will be on Netflix internationally. And from January 2017, the new CBS Star Trek TV series will premiere in Australia on Netflix.
Yeah, don't get me started, Steve. I'm holding on to my Wii right now because I could not believe when that announcement came out. That was the best thing I ever heard. Thank God. There we go. We know there's an audience for Star Trek. The movies have proved it, and a new TV series will get a lot of curiosity, and thank God there's somewhere to watch it in this country.
Yeah, great news.
Anyway, mate, get on to Decider TV if you want to. You can contribute news stories, by the way, if you want to have your say about some of the TV you're viewing, and, of course, all the latest TV guides and comments from the team there. Steve, by the way, is not the only person on their website. You've got a great team there. Nicole Gunn being one. I love her.
Yeah, we're very lucky, Kevin, the co-editor, Kevin Perry and I, have got a great team around us, Dan Hall, Dan Backhouse, Nicole Gunn, a whole bunch of people that write regularly. But we absolutely value people. If you've got an opinion about Australian TV, write it down, send it to us. And look, if we think it's good enough, we'll work with you and we'll get it published.
Look, I know Australian TV and movies are fantastic. I just saw Last Cab to Darwin on the weekend. And look, you know what? The most depressing movie out there. I understand why people like it, but it's a depressing subject. People dying, euthanasia. Michael Caton's great, but other than that, man, I fell asleep.
Oh, Bilko's reviews, I fell asleep.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that'd go down well on Decider TV. Thank God you won't publish that. All right, mate. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, mate.
All right.